Since the people responsible will do everything in their considerable power to suppress this information, we are broadcasting tonight's show live. Everyone here has volunteered to be here, and I'd like to thank both my colleagues and the network for their courage in letting me go on the air with this.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the second hour of the French Connection by Midas Report. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. It's great to be with you here today. Look, you know, we work really hard here at Genesis Communications Network to bring you the truth. We do everything in our power to inform because we know here that this is an information war. And, you know, as we become aware of the things that the undercurrents in our own government and in the world, we have a better chance of maybe affecting the kinds of changes that all of us hope for. And the biggest change I think that we are all looking for is, first of all, to get out rid of the kinds of people that we find ourselves being led by today. And the best way, to get this word out, you know, is to just maybe show in clear terms just how depraved some of the people running our world are. You know, so we've invited Kay Griggs on, and she's been on for this first half hour, and just after, I guess, a couple of minutes from now, we're going to have Greg Szymanski online with us for some questions as well. But Kay, I'm going to go right back to you and ask you about Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, we're going to go back, Kay, and going to ask a couple of questions about some people here that have some relation to what happened. And Walt Whitman Rostow, do you have anything about this gentleman here particularly that's?
Yeah, he's a really was a really evil, diabolical person. Very intelligent. His brother was working at the State Department, kind of like the Dulles brothers duo, you know.
Yeah.
And but really, really a bad guy. I mean, just wicked, but very, very top. You know, he was involved in the Eisenhower administration, working with Nelson Rockefeller, doing dirty tricks, and meeting at the Marine Corps Quantico place with some of the former German Nazi crowd who were, you know, who come in by the thousands.
Those triangle boys we were talking about.
Yeah. But there were others who were, you know, who were okay. I mean, there were scientists and so forth. But they got a lot of criminals in, and the CIA did, and they just brought them in, just winked through the State Department, Visa Department, and put them immediately into the quote-unquote intelligence. This was Dulles and his crowd had been in Switzerland, and they allowed this guy Galen to really run things and have hit squads, and they even had the teams together, which had been used in Russia and Germany, which had, you know, they put them in Morocco. They were really sick sociopaths.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if they're, you know, if they're good-looking or whatever, and maybe they, it just, it's a system that has a big blowback for our country.
Well, you know, I got a couple of other names to add to that. I mean, and I want to know if Heinz Kissinger and Zinoviev Brzezinski figure into this mix pretty heavily, because both of these men are from the same camp, and of course we know Heinz was a pedophile.
Pretty, I mean,
he was a pedophile, and he's a rabid.
And I met one of them who, I mean, you cannot believe how this man Kissinger ruined lives, and he would just go up and put his hands on the private parts of the ones he wanted there, you know, when he's dancing around doing back channel stuff in China during the Vietnam War, and he had a big tent, and, you know, here's the big guy who comes, flies in, and he has these orgies in his tent, and it's just disgusting. And what does it do? I mean, I know what it did to my friend. You know, I mean, here's a little farm boy, happily married, you know, gets enlisted in the army and good looking. His family were German, you know, tall, good looking guy. And he Kissinger ruined him. I mean, rape of, like my friend said, he said, you have no idea what a mind trip that is. And then he was told and warned by Kissinger, don't you dare say anything. When he flew back, they tried to put him in a mental institution at first, but he had too many. He was sane, but they tried to, in other words, Kissinger was dotting. He had total, it was just really wrong.
Well, you know, we've got other people in his position. Zygmunt Brzezinski, being one of the main security architects, he's part of the same group. And, you know, I'm wondering if Zygmunt has is one of these same types.
Well, I don't know. I know that I think he was in the Carter administration, and I've heard some things that he's done, and I know he's certainly connected with that group that, you know, that Galen ran, and it became the German intelligence, you know, sort of crowd, the ABN and the ACEN and so forth. And I know that a lot of them sort of came in through Rockefeller and Rostow and the Marines and New York City into the sort of captive nations group.
Well, you know, we're going to talk a minute now, and we're going to bring in someone else that you already know. He's done work with you in the past, Kay. It's Greg Szymanski. And, Greg, it's wonderful to have you here on The French Connection. You know, I love your work, and I'm really happy to share this 45 minutes with you. We've been talking, of course, about Rostow and about you know, just the whole setup of this Pink Triangle Boy kind of network that they've got here controlling our nation. Do you have anything you want to ask Kay about that, particularly about what we've been just discussing?
Well, you know what I wanted to mention was first that I had an opportunity to interview Kay for a print media article, and I wanted to thank her for that, and also to mention that, you know, I believed her story, and I believe that it was important to get this out to the American people, and I'd like to thank you for having me on. Oh. And if Kay is there, I guess the one question I would have is, Kay, since the story ran over all these years when you first broke this with Pastor Strawcutter, what has been the reaction so far by the people that have read your story and have listened to what you have to say now, 10 years later, after 9/11?
Well, I've gotten phone calls from friends who just so excited, and they said, you were right. I mean, just so amazed, because I know when I first mentioned what was going on, it's hard for women to comprehend that this kind of behavior goes on to mind control guys. But they just were so excited to see that, not excited, but just saying, you were right. Because so many people in the beginning, women, didn't want to believe me. You know, they...
Mm-hmm.
Unless they were Marine wives or some of George's Princeton Hun friends who told me what he was doing and so forth. But, yeah, it's been just really even wonderful, even my brother.
You know, being vindicated is a strange satisfaction to that, and I bet Greg can attest to that. You know, what's one of the things that I'd like to know about also here is how some of these threads can be directly linked to this present administration, because we know this goes back all the way to the Kennedy days. We know the Bushes do, and we know that there is allegations of George's homosexuality with this guy Gannon Guckert. And so when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask Kay some questions about how she can link up maybe this historic information with present day stuff. And you're listening to The French Connection here on Genesis Communications Network. We'll be right back.
I'm an American boy. Come along with
me. Ladies and gentlemen,
gentlemen. I am an American boy, and you know what? We've got some great Americans with me today on the French Connection. You know, it's never easy to hear the truth, but so what? We got to tell it. We got to tell it. We got to tell it, ladies and gentlemen. And we're telling it big today with my guest, Kay Griggs, and also Greg Szymanski from American Free Press. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. You can contact me at IamTheWitness@hotmail.com. or go to my site at IamTheWitness.com. I'm going to go right back to my guest, Kay, and to Greg. Kay, you know, we talked about some of the connections between this group of people that were working with your husband back when you were married, and what's going on today. What are the things that you can maybe parallel and maybe bring us up to date with the 2005 even?
Well, one of the things that I've been aware of as a woman and a southerner, I guess, is that these guys are connected through friendships and experiences that really go back a long way. And they're very loyal to one another. They cover up for each other. I mean, you know that Gary Hart and Cheney and Rummy, and they were all, you know, really good buddies and Ford and so forth. So their memories of their young adulthood and the excitement of being at Shape for the first time, or NATO for Rummy, you know, traveling for the first time, little boy from Chicago, they really are very immature, in my opinion, the way they look at things.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have the sexual component, the covering up of homosexual group sex orgies that they've been to in the Mediterranean and so forth, when they're all drunk and they're in Naples, you know, whether it's, I'm not going to mention names, but the point is that there's a conspiracy of silence. It's a cult, and therefore they really, secrecy essentially is so opposite from what is really needed. And when it's in the White House, my God, it's bad.
Well, I mean, this guy, we've got this chucklehead we have as the president now. He's a poser because we really didn't elect this man.
Right.
But the fact is, he's had a visitor there named Guckert or Gannon or Gosh, Jesus, over 200 visits to his home. And this guy is a known male prostitute. Now let's maybe touch on this, because this fits right into what you've been describing.
He's servicing the guys there, you know, big blow jobs, and it's just a chuckle. It's just the way they think. I mean, you know, you think about the little ceremonies at Cap and Gown where Rummy and my husband and Carlucci and all these guys and the kinds of things that went on there and at Skull and Bones. And I mean, it's just, well, we're discovering sex for the first time, and hey, it's going on right now. And the point is, you get tired of your wife and things are boring and everybody's watching you, so you go out, ride your bike, and you know, you've got guys like Jeff Gannon. And it's a simple thing. It's a no-brainer.
Well, this is Greg Szymanski. I just wanted to break in. Could you go back into some of the rituals that your husband said that goes on in the Skull and Bones or in the Cap and Gown Society?
Sure.
That these gentlemen like Rumsfeld, like the leaders that are running our country now, have taken part in?
Well, sure. Just some examples that he told me about because my family are gynecologists, so if I'm a little bit blunt about things, and I'm really a lady, but this is reality here, and this is our country, and it's important that we shed light on the way these guys think and what they do, and it is perverted, it is twisted, but you know, it's reality. The things George told me about, things like the dining in and the blood pinnings and some of the you know, they climb these poles and everybody's nude, and then they go, like they do at the Citadel, they roll in the mud, getting on top of one another. This is the norm, and they do this on naval ships, and, you know, the shellback ceremony, and it is the norm. That's all I can say. And I can understand guys are horny, and that's okay, but when you are making decisions about vital national security plans, policy, war games. And you've got a bunch of guys who've been to a couple of these or so together. You know, maybe they're in the Bekaa Valley, maybe they're, you know, in Thailand on a just a little break from Indonesia. But the point is, you've shared these happy times, and you're back, you're a teenager, everything's fun and games, and the reality of what it takes to make decisions which involve the lives of honest-to-goodness Americans, this kind of thinking is totally separate. I mean, it's, they're in another world. They're on another planet.
Well,
and that's the truth.
Go ahead, Kay.
And the sex is something, according to Jack Hilger, whose father was something to do with, you know, this Galen group, and he's a Marine colonel who told me that, you know, it's normal for guys to do this, and every time the SEALs have a wet ops, they, you know, they do that, and that's why women can't be present. They don't even want them as helo pilots because they're doing this. The SEALs are infamous for doing that. I went to a SEAL a huge reunion at Little Creek, and what surprised, they had a whole weekend, and I was just curious to see what the old timers were like, and you know, I dated myself up and, you know, kind of got honey babed, and the amazing thing to me was that there were no women, hardly any women in the guy, and I'm not saying that SEALs are homosexual, but there is this homoerotic worship of the beautiful body that Gannon just brought to the White House. I mean, here they're going after Clinton for having a little gal who'd already, he was, I think that was set up, and I know a lot about Linda Tripp's background with Carl Steiner and so forth, but I mean, the point is that They get these puppets in there, and there's a lot of frustration that goes on, and sex is a release. And, you know, this has been going on in the White House quite a lot. I mean, there was Kay Summersby with Ike, and, you know, they all have had their whores. So maybe they figure that this guy will just service a whole lot of them. Maybe there's a lot more tension going on there. I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm also interested in knowing about, if you know anything about the Balkan area and trafficking through Dynacorp and mm-hmm. the military involvement in that. And there was actually some UN involvement in child trafficking. And
sure,
some of these things are very interrelated to the military and to the
mm-hmm.
UN. And you did a stint with the NATO folks, too, didn't
sure,
you?
Sure, I was the senior NATO line.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we do have another break coming, but we've got a nice long segment just after the break. And Kay's got lots more stuff to come, so don't you go anywhere. Best talk radio in the world. Daryl Smith, be right back. We're back for our last half hour, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. You're listening to The French Connection, and you are on the great and powerful Genesis Communications Network. We've been speaking here with Greg Szymanski from the American Free Press, and my special guest today is Kay Griggs. If you're not familiar with who Kay is and you're just tuning in, oh boy, you've missed a great show so far. Kay has been actually trying to get the truth out about bizarre behavior that goes on behind the scenes from our power elite. And before the break, I asked Kay a question about, you know, what was going on in Europe, and as she told me in a private conversation that much of this same kind of behavior is prevalent in many of the European hierarchies as well. But Kay, could you tell me something about what, you know, because it was during the 90s, and in fact, you might have been caught wind of some of the stuff that was going on in the Balkans and some of the children and some of the messes that were happening there.
Yeah, in fact, George was they were arranging for the war ahead of time, doing a lot of the prepositioning of weapons and materials in a special place up in northern Norway. And the Jack Hilders and my husband and the whole group, in other words, these guys literally are they're inventing wars with, they have the war game palaces, you know, like the one in Suffolk where they have the simulation and they're you know, these are just growing, they're adding on. I mean, these are huge, it's a growth industry, the war gaming and planning wars, and the prepositioning, they use, sort of civilian ships that go out of Newport News and they, but the military guys have temporary duty on the ships and they're taking weapons. I mean, it's about a weapon sales and so forth. So they use these guys, lure them with sex and money. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason families are falling apart in this country, because this kind of behavior really is overtaking our democracy.
It is in many ways, and you know, when we find out things like the United Nations being involved in child trafficking, and we talk about you know, stuff coming out of Albania and Romania and many other areas of the you know, this, the European area, and also the elites of Brussels involved in
absolutely
pedophilia.
Brussels
and
is involved.
And you know,
and Vienna, where they have the sex psychiatrists and Golden, Colorado. I mean, I worked with the State Department would bring people over, and I would do some programming for them. The ones that George would, you know, the special, you have no idea what's going on in the Department of State. They have special people there who overlook rules, and it is, and they get triple passports for people. And they overlook these children who come in, and I mean, they're bringing in young boys, 17 years old and so forth, and they are slipping in with certain naval units, giving them $850 a month. I've talked to these boys, and they cry from India and so forth, and they have no money, and they're coming over here, and they're being made to do horrible things, murders and laundering money, and they know what they're being made to do, and it's just plain wrong.
Well, you know, Kay, bringing out the truth in this manner, and I want to let Greg maybe interject some of his questions at this point. I'll defer to you, Greg. You know, you've been listening to this, and you know, Kay. Do you have any specific things you want to plumb right now with Kay? Greg? Uh-oh, Greg fell off. Well, it's... Greg, are you with me? Oh, okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we lost Greg for the moment. But, you know, here's the thing. Okay, we've got all this stuff happening in the world. We've got fake wars being designed. We've got money grabbing going on in Central Asia, and UNICAL presidents becoming leaders of countries. And, you know, it's so corrupt. It's just so corrupt that you can't even fathom it until, I mean, it's the biggest lie of all time. And yet the American public are mind controlled into believing that this is some patriotic, you know, reason for, I mean, it's amazing how dumb the American public is. What the heck can we do to wake the American public up except to tell them the truth? I mean, what do we do, Kay?
Well, I honestly, sincerely believe that women and mothers are a heck of a lot brighter than we're given credit for. And you know, that movie, A Few Good Men, you just can't stand the truth. Well, I know that we can. And I sincerely believe that keeping intelligent and sincere people in the dark on purpose is wrong. And I believe, and I think, you know, to give some of the folks their due up there, that I believe that it's okay to let all this stuff hang out, because as a nation we can handle it.
who's been fighting the good fight that you've been able to glean over the years? Who in this administration, or who as an opponent of the administration, has been actually trying to battle back against these forces that we could maybe swing our support behind, other than Ron Paul maybe down in Texas or somebody else? But who's fighting the good fight except a few of us journalists and broadcasters?
Well, I think there are levels of knowledge and levels of what individuals can do. For, you know, at the very top, you've got an army general like Colin Powell, who's doing the best he can within the system to let people know and stand tall. But when you've got groupthink, when you've got a bunch of adolescent white males who are being told what to do by Karl Rove, who is really a sicko wacko. I mean, if you look at his background, my God, it's no wonder that Gannon gets in there with Rove running things. But he is a dirty trickster, and I believe he's involved with wet ops of high-level people like Paul Wellstone, and I don't think he even blinks to think about doing it. And I think this is the thing that really worries me, is that you have psychopaths who are, they're looking up to individuals because they do kill people or they do accomplish dirty tricks which get their guys into senatorial seats.
Mm-hmm.
And like Norm Coleman. I mean, he's not right. Norm
yep.
Coleman's not right.
Oh, there's something wrong with that man. There's no doubt about
Definitely.
It.
Definitely. And, I mean...
Sensenbrenner. Look at Sensenbrenner.
Pardon?
Sensenbrenner.
I don't know that.
Oh, my goodness. He's worse than even Norm Coleman.
But I'm saying there are good people within the system.
Well, who, can you name one that we should swing our support behind?
As far as, you mean a politician?
Anybody.
Because both parties are, well, I mean, the parties are corrupted.
That's right.
I like Bob McDonald down here at the beach. People like him. He's a straight arrow.
Well, we're going to take another break, as we all always do. And when we come back, we've got Greg Schimanski back, and we're going to ask him to take part in the next thing here. I'm sorry we lost you, Greg. Ladies and gentlemen, Daryl Bradford Smith, French Connection, IamTheWitness.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with a little bit of the country music there. You know, we're going to get some jazz music on it because that's more my taste. But you know, that comes in time. We're going to go right back to Kay, and actually we have Greg on the line now again.
Let Greg talk.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
We got you. You know, we got kind of fell off there, and I want to give you an opportunity maybe to ask Kay a question right about now.
Yeah, you know what I'd like to do first is just to make a comment to your listeners
yep.
about after I did Kay's story and talked about it. My first thoughts was how do I put Kay's story into perspective of what's going on in our country now, and from what we've heard, you know, from everyone in our country, as far as our civil liberties being taken away, as far as these people in power bringing us into a war that we don't want to get into, how there are terrorist threats going on all over the world. And what I did when I sat back and listened to Kay, I had this my eyes kind of opened up, and I said, you know something? Here she is, a woman from North Carolina, South
Virginia.
Carolina area.
Virginia.
Virginia.
I went to school in North Carolina.
I'm sorry.
You're good.
But anyway, here she is, married to an assassin hitman who's carrying out the plans of all these people in power. So when somebody disagrees, such as we are today, but in a higher position to maybe affect their plan, they're killed. Or they're, you know, something is smeared in their life where they can't do anything
mm-hmm.
else.
Mm-hmm.
So here was perfect evidence from a woman who has no reason to lie, who was subjected to tremendous torture herself from this man,
mm-hmm.
living with someone who foolishly told her the truth. And thank God she's around to tell everybody else what to look for, you know, what we are really have to fear about, and that is that these people in power are using people like this colonel and other people in the military to carry out their plans, and they are serious, and they will not stop short of killing you.
Right.
If you disagree and you're in the wrong place to affect them. And I really wanted to bring that up. And Kay,
boy, you are right on about that.
I hope that captured where I think your story comes into place and how important it is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I got to be honest with. Well, Kay actually speaks some French, and we were speaking some French earlier in our conversation. And you know,
I've been against you since I speak Italian.
but you know, it was interesting to note that being over where I am, I am somewhat insulated because the French don't always see eye to eye with the Anglo-American cabal. And they have their resistance against them at times, and I've been fortunate in that regard. I don't know how deep those protections are, but I certainly know that there are some there. You know, Kay, I do want to touch on one or two other things,
sure.
And I want maybe your take on this present administration's next move based upon what you've seen in their past. Where are we going? I told you my fears in our private conversation. Maybe you can share with me yours.
Well, I feel as if they're a paranoid lot. They're immature in everything they've done. They're really stupid because they don't understand how women are. They don't. You notice that. Show me a married woman who's got any position of leadership. I mean, Condi Rice has never been married. You know, it takes somebody with guts and with intelligence, and I don't see it. I just see lots of lies. I see stupid, just stupid behavior and decisions. And I mean, basically, I think Rummy is trying possibly to get rid of some of the military jocks who are, you know, sort of a mushroom growth industry. I mean, he worked for Searle, and he's been a proponent of enlarging these weapon systems. I don't see him trying to cut down on the gross spending and the amount of secrecy. I mean, I think he's been co-opted into that group. Why? I don't know. I think I know why Cheney has, and I ain't saying. But you know.
Well, I know why Cheney has. Everybody calls him the big guy, don't they?
Exactly.
Yeah, the big guy.
You know, Pete Williams was his guy, like Gannon. So, but
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the point is that really mature individuals, I think Bush's wife would make a hell of a lot better president.
Well, she's a Stepford. I mean,
She is a Stepford because they got her, she ran over a boyfriend and she went through that trauma-based stuff And Barbara was just a typical, you know, socialite wife, married to a handsome guy, and she can't live without him, you know, without a guy. It's really we've got a problem, and hemorrhaging money's, it's just a real sticky wicket that they've gotten us into.
Well, you know, I what I see on the horizon, ladies and gentlemen, and Greg and Kay, look, we're heading toward an event, and whether that event be you know, another 9/11 type event or something they've created in a laboratory or something that's on its way in the form of bird crap that's going to hit us in avian flu. Any one of those,
mm-hmm.
number of those things, it would be the catalyst, I believe,
mm-hmm.
for the next phase of these people's control grid. And I think that's going to be what's going to happen.
A plague. I think they're working on a plague.
Well, there is a plague that's
yeah.
already in the works, and it's called the avian flu, and it's on its
mm-hmm.
way here from Western China.
Yeah, Fort Detrick and that whole, yeah.
Well, you know, this whole situation, yes, and AIDS was created by these people.
Sure, it was. So, National Institutes of Health. And
well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a closeout coming up, and this is going to be a great finish, and this is a great interview with Kay Griggs. I urge you to stick around. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. You're listening to The French Connection, and we'll be right back. Little drum beat, ladies and gentlemen. We're drum beating right into the last little segment here. We've got Greg Schimanski and my special guest, Kay Griggs. Kay and Greg, you know, I want to give both of you a chance to maybe give your details and maybe give everybody an encouragement at this point, because look, you know, it's a painful thing to face this every day. I get on this radio broadcast, and you both know that I do it as a volunteer, and I fight this fight.
That's right.
Because I love my country, and I lost my father serving my country, and I've lost my health serving my country, and and to think that we would be where we are today is beyond anything I could have imagined just a few years ago, and in fact we are in that nightmare. And I want to give you Kay a moment to maybe let the listeners have your final thoughts here.
Well, Greg, do you mind if he sums something up?
Go ahead.
Okay, I would love to. I think basically what I would like to touch on was one thing that you said, Daryl, and one thing that Kay said. Basically, we're looking at things from 9/11 that have changed so dramatically. That's a very scary thought. How this world has changed so fast since 9/11, 2001, and I might add that 9/11 is my birthday, which is kind of interesting. But however, beside that, look how things have changed so quickly. Then look to see how we all sitting here right this moment, the three of us on this radio and probably all your listeners, knowing another terrorist attack is going to take place in America, knowing that thousands of people are going to die, and knowing that the government has a part in it. Now, what can we do? Everybody feels helpless. Well, I think there's something we can do. I think this radio show gets streamed all over the internet, and I put out a message, and the message is to an editorial writer at bigger newspapers, to other people in bigger media stations that have a bigger effect on millions of people. And I believe the only way we can help stop this is by getting immediately, the best way to end terrorism in America is for as quick as we can to get these people out of power, one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about Bush, Cheney, all the people that he's installed, and hopefully by ruining their system, by ruining what they're doing and going to the lower levels then and rooting that cancer out, we can stop the next terrorist attack. I believe that is a solution.
But we need something immediate. We need to stop them now.
Exactly.
Because martial law is only on the horizon. It's on the horizon.
That's the solution. There is no other solution, because I am totally convinced, after talking to hundreds of people over the last few years, that these people are involved in allowing it to happen, setting it up, and then calling on everybody else's fears. And they sit here, as we are talking right now, almost laughing in our face. But the only solution we have is really to get rid of those people that are doing that now, because the pattern is there from 9/11, and it happened too quickly, and they can no longer hide behind their lies. That simple.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's Greg Szymanski. You're going to hear more from Greg tomorrow on my show, because I've invited him back. Greg is a wonderful resource and a great writer and a good source for the truth. Kay Griggs, you are an amazing lady. You
thank
know,
you.
Courageous to the nines there, my dear. And you know what?
Thank you.
I've got to say something. You know, it's been a great honor for me to have you on this show. And I will invite you again to have with me. Maybe we'll do a roundtable, and I'll have your input in it with some military.
That would be wonderful. Vive la France.
I think you're the cat's meow, and I want to talk to you again soon. Thank you.